Thinking we're still missing people. Okay. So it is 1755, Sherry. And we will call this meeting to order. I'm going to do a roll call. Christian here. Larry has resigned. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, effective immediately. John?
Yes, here.
Wilma?
Here.
And we have a vacant. If it answers, I'm really scared. Right, next we have got a Pledge of Allegiance. Sherry, can you
Okay,
flag us?
let me share that screen. You're all seeing it, right?
Yep.
Okay. I pledge
Pledge
allegiance
allegiance
to
to
the
the flag
flag
of the United
United
States
States
of
of
America
America
and
and
to
to
the
the
Republic
Republic
for which it
for which
stands,
stands
one
one
nation,
nation
under God,
under God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with justice for
with
all.
liberty and justice
Okay. So, oh, sorry. You don't need just my eyeballs. We have I'm looking for an approval of the agenda. I'll make the motion to the approve the agenda as is.
I'll
I'll
second
second
it.
it.
John beat you, Wilma.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor by roll, Christian, aye. Larry is absent. John,
Hi.
Wilma.
Aye.
Thank you.
Christian, I want
Okay.
to invite you to just skip
Okay.
Larry completely as we go through. Okay.
Okay, I wasn't sure how to handle that.
Yeah, I Lala will cross it off and remove them when she prepares the minutes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And if I forget, I'm old. So next on it is Governing Board Annual Reorganization. We have an oath of office for new and returning board members. We have an election of officers.
Do
And that is
you?
something, Sherry, I did not do.
Okay, so I'm going to pull it up on the screen if you
Thank you.
give me a moment, and we'll get that rocking and rolling. Because you can probably just read it, Christian, off the screen, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Share screen.
Now, Sherry, since the three of us are returning, do you want us to do it all at once or individually?
You're not all returning.
Huh?
This is you are newly elected. You're the only one that needs to do this, Christian.
Oh, that's right, I forgot.
It would have been you and Larry needing to do it tonight.
That's right. That's right. Okay. You ready? I, Christian Taylor, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of California, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
Thank you.
You're
And
so very welcome.
we'll just need to get a signature on there from you, and then I can sign it. But I will send it to you so that you can sign it on your phone.
Oh, cool.
So, Sean, I know you're connected because all of a sudden now we have an echo that we didn't have before. Why don't you try talking and let's see if we can hear you?
How's it now? Is it
I want you to know that your microphone is just super unclear. It's like being in one of those drive-up windows where you can't understand what they're saying.
I might turn it down a little.
want me to just call in on my phone?
That's probably a good idea.
Okay, I'll try it that way.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for having
me. Okay, bye.
Okay, so we're going to move on to item B, the election of officers.
Perfect.
So, because I'm not bashful, I'm going to nominate myself for president again this next year.
Look, I don't see either of them looking upset. Maybe John is. No.
You got it, Christian.
Oh, thank you.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Go, Wilma.
So, all in favor by roll. John?
Aye. Aye, aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Sweet.
Christian?
Did you vote, Christian?
Huh? You oh, yes, I voted for myself, too.
Okay.
Ta-da. Okay, I'll keep going then. So, Vice President, do we have a nomination?
I will offer to do it again.
Okay, perfect, Wilma.
Okay.
I'll make a motion for Wilma.
I'll second it.
Thank you, John.
Sorry for cutting you off.
No, go for it. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Done deal. Okay, we need a clerk treasurer. John, you're up.
Misty.
Nice try.
I'll nominate John for our clerk treasurer of the board. I'll nominate. Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Oh. I'll second it. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
John?
I guess.
Okay. We are done.
Since we're limited.
All righty. So, consent agenda. Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Wilma.
I'll give it a second.
Thank you, John. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Perfect. Okay. We are open for public comment.
So I'm the clerk now.
Do we have any public that wants to comment? Okay. Done deal. We're on to reports. Do our board members have any reports? John? No. Okay. The only thing I'm going to say is that yesterday, Jared showed me around and gave me kind of the idea of the bids that we're looking at and showed me the new building and kind of what they're thinking. And I was very impressed. I was excited to see where they're going. And like again, this is just that minimum to get us using the building. There's so much potential there, which is very exciting. So that's all I got.
And so that's that Portola? In Portola. Yes. Thanks for doing that, Christian. I really
hoping
we could have you come by.
Definitely.
Yep.
Okay, so I guess that means you're up, Sherry.
Okay. So I did submit one in writing with the very first board packet of my report. I want to add that, man, what a week we've had. Just never stops. Right? We had a short in our fire alarm panel that was discovered on Monday. And so we closed the school for distance learning Tuesday, Wednesday, and today because we didn't have a working fire alarm system and just felt like it was not safe for students or staff to be at the school building. You know, I'm sure our families were a little taken back by going back to distance learning for the couple days, but I was kind of grateful that we had that set up as a possibility where they have technology, the teachers are used to doing this. Never the best way to deliver instruction, but it was allowable for us to do that. They'll be back in session tomorrow. A new panel needed to be ordered. And you guys know, getting something overnight when the contractor who lives in Portola said that he ordered it and should have it the next day, I thought, yeah, that's probably not gonna happen, let's be honest. Pony Express does not allow overnight to our area. So, but it came yesterday and he was there today installing it. So it is operational again and we can move forward. The other thing that happened, you know, the changes for COVID are just fast and furious. What the rules are, what we're required to do. I have, as of today, more new reporting things that we have to do. We expected this guidance to come out last Friday, and it didn't. It came out today from the state, and what they've actually done is taken all these documents that they've been publishing since July and combined it into one document, which is good. That's better than having like four documents you're having to look things up on. But I suspect you have things that you're approving today, health and safety, injury, illness prevention, all those kind of things. Those may come back around next month if there's things I need to edit based on this new new guidance that's come out. What you have in your possession is as of, you know, last week. So it's just changing all the time. I want you to know I'm going for a vaccine on next Saturday, which is exciting to me because I'm in Plumas County and Plumas County has opened their clinic for people that work at schools. So that was kind of cool. So before we move on, I just want to check in. Sean, are you hearing us okay? I can see your phone is attached.
I can hear you guys good.
Oh, yes. We can hear you clearly now. Thank you. Wonderful.
There you go. There you go.
Good. Good job. Okay, Christian, that was my update.
Okay, that sounds great. So it looks like we have got Valerie here from DMS. Shall we let her take the screen as it is?
We should let her do her thing. Absolutely.
All right. Welcome, Valerie. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Sure, absolutely. It's indicating, do you want me to do a screen share? It's indicating the host is disabled.
Let me fix that. Sorry.
No problem.
Okay, you should have it now, Valerie.
Okay, great. Okay. So here we go. We'll take a look at our monthly update. So this includes 1 month of activity after our first interim budget. And everything is looking great. It has your actuals through November. Cash flow wise, Long Valley is projected to end with 229 days of cash, which is around $1.7 million. And so that's gonna cover 67% of your annual expenses. Thompson Peak, looking really good as well with 179 days, around $850,000. So at this point, we're 42% of the year has transpired, and you guys have expended about 38% of your budget. So you're right on track. Revenues, as we all know, are trailing behind. And so just, you know, keep that in mind, but everything looks to be really, really good and stable. So this is just kind of a combined summary. Here is your summary of activity here on page 23. So Long Valley, again, no outliers, nothing really to be concerned about on this summary report in terms of expenses. Same with Thompson Peak. We're looking good. Pages 24, 25, 26, and 27 provide detail line by line of your budget. And I don't have anything that specifically that I want to share there, but I'm happy to field any questions that you guys.
So if you go back one to that last page, Valerie, what I would be getting out of this is total expenditures says 38% of the budget, which is what you would expect for 42% of the year having gone by.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, exactly. And the reason why we're showing a little bit of a loss is you don't have 42% of your revenue yet, right? So, so here's our cash flow page for Long Valley. Again, everything is looking very, very good and stable. And this is your 1.7 ending cash projected. We have the deferrals mapped out. Nothing really of note here. But obviously this is a very important cash flow is king, and we continue to monitor that closely. Thompson Peak again, it's looking good. I will say that Sherry and I have made it a point to reach out to your authorizers. They're trailing a little bit behind in paying you your in-lieu revenues for both schools. Your in-lieu revenues in total aren't a tremendous amount of money, but in Thompson Peak's case, it's $291,000. So we've been in communication with those authorizers because they've been a little bit behind, and they are making every effort to get paid current. So we're watching that for you guys. This is your balance sheet. And so you've got your combined balance, but here's your cash balances between the two schools. These are your fixed assets right here. And then we have your liabilities as of November 30th, which are all very normal to have that ebb and flow. So that's the monthly update. Sherry also asked me to just highlight some things that are coming down the pike. We just got the word January 8th that the governor had released a budget for next year. And there's a lot of good news in there for schools. So we're encouraged by that. Separate from his budget, however, was the second CARES Act that you guys are all familiar with that Congress approved the end of the year. And in that CARES Act, they're giving schools another block of money, schools that get Title I monies, which you guys do. This time around, they call it ESSER funding. It's going to be about four times the amount of the original CARES Act allocation for schools.
Valerie, can I ask, that is when you said it was approved, that was when they approved the $600 per person. That is that part of this bill that came with, right?
Yes, it's that second CARES stimulus that I believe was passed on December 30th.
Thank you.
So this is separate from our state of California governor's budget, but we did just find out about this ESSER funding, the second round of funding that you will be receiving. And so it'll be for next year's budget, but it's a very nice allocation here. And this is what the estimates are for the monies that the schools will be receiving next year from the stimulus. In addition to that, tomorrow I'll be at a 3-hour webinar learning more about the state budget, but it's very optimistic. Three things that stand out are that they're giving everyone a COLA, again, a cost of living adjustment on your revenue, and they're making that COLA retroactive. So this year's large sum of money did not have a COLA, so they're going to go ahead and include that in next year's budget. So you'll get a full COLA for 2 years. deferrals will go away. The deferred revenue payments are looking to go away for next year's budget and future years. And then we are also looking at not being held on that ADA that you guys had for 2019-20, that they'll free that up and we'll go back to tracking your ADA and getting paid on actual ADA instead of last year's ADA. So those are some exciting things. We even found out today about another grant that's coming out that we want to apply for probably in April. And that is, let's see, what is it called? Here it is right here. I have it on School Energy Efficiency Stimulus Program. So I hope to get again some more details on that. But the gist of that is it helps schools get their heating and cooling and any appliances and things like that that might be outdated. It's a grant to help schools get their facilities up to snuff on those type of things. So
because air quality is one of the things that you're encouraged to tackle with COVID, to, you know, have a better
ventilation. Yes, air quality is, they're really stressing the air quality. So they're wanting to put some money behind that for schools. So we hope to gain some more information on that. That particular grant does say that it emphasizes schools that, you know, are in need, and we feel like you guys would definitely qualify for that that funding. So we'll look
part,
for that.
Part of this has to do with, you're going to hopefully find out if it's limited to classroom-based programs, because we may only be able to get monies for Doyle. But one step at a time. It was exciting to know that, because that has not been something that we have planned for.
To hear that our state is interested in giving grants for facility improvements is exciting, because a lot of times those things are neglected, but they're important. So I think it'll be good, and we'll definitely be looking for that for you guys. The last thing that Sherry asked me just to inform you guys about is on your audit. The auditor did make a note, as he should. He just disclosed factually that, you know, the cash balances that you guys carry and how much of those are insured under the FDIC $250,000 limit and what is uninsured. And so while we can't do anything about increasing that FDIC limit, what we have made an effort to do is diversify where your funds are deposited. So we have monies in your, both of your county accounts that each school has, and you'll see those balances there. And then the U.S. bank account with a little over $1 million in it. That's the day-to-day operational account. And then you have a money market account as well in a separate bank. So we just kind of wanted to disclose to you that that's the school's efforts on diversifying funds and keeping them on deposits at with different banks in an effort to be fiscally responsible. So,
and it was just within the last year that we started looking at that, Valerie, right? Yes. And we moved some money to Umpqua. What is sort of a average monthly operating cash need? Because I think we had talked about that we need a good amount in that operating account.
We do. We'd like to see about 2 or 3 months worth of a burn rate, or your, what's your monthly overhead. So we like to keep between 2 and 3 months on deposit in your main operating account, just so that, you know, there's never any issue with payrolls and all that good stuff. And we want to have time to transfer funds, you know, typically pulling money out of a money market or a transfer from a county account into your main bank account takes a few days. So that's kind of the general rule, is to keep 2 or 3 months cash in your main bank account.
So now, Valerie, I see that our Umpqua account, we have 800,000. Should we break that down again into another account?
That's really up to you guys. If you feel really strongly that that's a risk that you want to, you know, address and maybe diversify again. A lot of times schools do keep, I wouldn't say a lot of times, but sometimes schools do keep a larger deposit in their county account because the county you can earn interest on that, although you're earning interest on your Umpqua money market as well. So that's something you could consider if you feel like you want to, you know, diversify again and have a separate account with Umpqua.
So we could do a second account with Umpqua that would then also be covered for up to $250,000 with the FDIC.
Right. And we might even want to consider making that a checking account. We wouldn't want to make any rash decisions. I think that Sherry would share with you that U.S. Bank maybe isn't the best on customer relations. And there's maybe a possibility that we might consider, moving your bank account, your main bank account over to Umpqua down the road. But, that's a decision that you guys could think about.
There is a huge difference in their customer support.
Yeah. Exactly. So any other questions? I could happy to flip back to the budget or the little oversight on the upcoming revenue. I'm definitely going to be in touch with Sherry on all the new news on the revenues. And overall, we're just really encouraged with the direction things are going. And surprisingly, our revenues are up with our state. So I'm glad to see that, you know, a large percentage of that is being earmarked for our schools.
Great. Thank you, Valerie, for your time. Does anybody have any questions?
I did have a quick question. The county bank accounts, what bank are those associated with? Do we know?
You know, that is a really good question. It is the County Office of Education, and they're the ones that provide us the bank statements. I do not know actually where those funds are on deposit, where the county parks its money. We can certainly look into that and get back to you and give you that information next month, because I honestly do not know.
Well, the reason I asked is I did read that another bank in Susanville is closing.
Oh, okay.
Tri-County's bank. Yeah.
Tri-County. Mm-hmm. Okay. Too bad. Okay. We'll look into that and get back to you and find that answer for you. I do not know. Uh-huh, sure.
You can have the Bank of John.
Hi. I'm thinking that might not be an option. Okay. Okay.
All right. Anything else? Okay, looks like we're done. Thank you again, Valerie. We really appreciate your time.
Have a great evening.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, I realize I had one more part of my update. Are you hearing me okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I got a call today from Keith Toms, who is the superintendent for Fort Sage Unified School District. And he let me know that Chris Bond had put in for a grant that they just learned they were awarded. It's for over $300,000 for school security. It came out of the Department of Justice. And apparently when Chris applied, he included Long Valley in that application. So I did ask what the numbers were, and he wasn't sure yet. He's still trying to gather because, of course, he didn't have the actual grant application, so he's pulling it together. But the Department of Justice advised him to first have a security analysis done. And so he's arranged with a firm that's associated with Homeland Security out of Fresno. We'll be in Doyle next Thursday to do an analysis and make some recommendations. So that was kind of a cool surprise. I had no idea. Last year when Chris was applying for that, he had mentioned it. I tried to apply and we learned that we were not, we could not apply.
Okay.
But apparently he was able to wrap us in with his, and so that's kind of exciting. So, you know, that potentially could be for fencing, doors, windows, anything that this group comes in and says would be a benefit to help secure our campus. Yay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, so E, quarterly compliance summary. No, sorry, wrong page.
It's all right. So the other program reports you have, and now I think we're on info items, and that's the interview of candidates, of which we have one candidate to interview.
Okay. So we have Sean to interview, correct?
Correct.
All right. Wilma, would you like to start with the questions?
Sure. Can you hear us, Sean?
Yeah, I hear you good.
Okay. First question. Can you talk about your background, focusing on jobs and experiences that prepare you for taking a board position?
I served on the Lassen College Board for 7 years. 1 year as president, and I believe 2 years as vice president. And I also went to their effective trustee conference down in Sacramento. And so I have a pretty good background in being a board member.
Okay. This is Christian. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say I've gone through two accreditations. I know you guys are going through WASC. And gone through two presidents, gone through budget craziness, gone through good times, bad times, all of it.
Okay, thank you. Now, Sean, this is Christian. I've got the next question. What do you think the characteristics are of a great board member?
I think the number one is they need to know what their role is. A lot of board members think that, like, it's a board of however many, if it's five or seven, and mm-hmm. you need to know that you're part of a team. And you also need to know that you're representing the people that, like this is a stakeholder representation. And you also need to know that they don't run the school day to day. That's the superintendent. So, and I also think superintendent needs a lot of support from their board.
Okay, thank you. John?
Yes, Sean, this is John. And what motivates you to take on the role of a board member?
I just have more to give. I think I just want to serve. And I have the experience to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Not long-winded, if you guys can tell.
Yeah. John, this is Christian again. Do you have any questions for us?
No questions.
Okay. I noticed on your application you have a child with us. Is that correct?
I have three.
Well, three. Awesome. Yeah.
Two have gone through and graduated, and three more coming through.
He's a high number user.
I like to get that ADA going for you, you know?
Thank you. Very, very kind. Tell us what grades they're in right now, the ones who are in school.
Oh, you're going to test me. I think Charles is in eighth. I think Danny's in, he's in fifth or sixth, and Anthony's in fourth or fifth. I can't remember. There's too many kids.
Okay, so Misty's giving me hand signs. You got the eighth grade right, fifth grade, and fourth grade.
There you go. I was close.
You were. That's great. Thank you.
You know, half of last year being off and then part of this year being off, it's hard to remember.
Yeah.
Well, you were doing more of the teaching, weren't you?
No, I mean, they sent them home last March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they sent them home part of this year. And it's like, I don't even know what grade you guys are in. It's all bleeding together.
I understand. And then, of course, yeah. You had a couple extra days this week.
Yeah, a couple extra days this week.
Yeah. Crazy year.
Yeah. You can say that again.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Sean, for jumping in and being part of the interview. You can see that action item A is for the appointment, but I have one more item before that. The Cal OSHA rules I put on there. I wanted to point out to everyone that as of November 30th, Cal OSHA took a pretty strong stand on all the COVID because they see this very much as their issue in workplace safety. And so they instituted rules that were effective right as of November 30 that defined exactly what a workplace has to do. So these were not school specific, but they definitely apply to our schools. And it has all kinds of reporting guidelines. They have now provided the guideline that if three people test positive within 14 days, and for us, it doesn't matter, we have some sites that have 10 people. We have some sites that have 20 something people. We have one site that has like 6 people. The number is 3. 3 employees make it an outbreak is how they've described it, regardless of the number of employees. So when you have 3 within 14 days, you have an outbreak. I want you to know we had an outbreak at Doyle. Right before winter break, we required that every employee needed to go for a test within a 2-week span. At all our locations, we asked everybody to do that as that surveillance testing. And it came back with 3 people, and it took a little while for the 3 results to come back as positive, but they trickled in within that 2-week period. So we had 3. And instantly we had to scramble to follow all the new rules that we, quite honestly, were not quite up to speed with, but we got up to speed pretty quickly. We had to report that to the county health. County Health told us we needed to report it to the California Department of Public Health, and we sent them the info, and they said, no, the county, you report to the county, and the county needs to report to us. That's the flow, and I thought, okay, here we go. But that was, done. We have to issues very specific notifications to the employees. We have to do all our steps to make sure we've disinfected properly and that kind of thing. But one of the things that got really complicated is when you have an outbreak, Cal OSHA says that you must test all your employees weekly thereafter until you get to a point where you don't have an outbreak anymore. That you don't have at least 3 people testing within the last 14 days. So of course, what was a little complicated for us is we closed for 14 days.
And so I couldn't get anybody, I know this is shocking, to give us definitive guidance on what that would mean for us, whether we still needed to test or what we needed to do when we came back. So we took, you know, again, just the conservative approach and made everybody at Doyle test over these last 2 weeks so that we could, you know, just feel secure that we were past having any kind of outbreak. We're still, and Misty, I don't know if you know, are we waiting maybe for 3 more results here?
Three or four, yeah. Everybody's pretty much back. So far, so good.
Everybody's been negative, which is wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's 3 or 4.
And we still have the issues with, you know, some of that testing's taking over a week to get a result back. And, you know, that makes it really hard to track what they want us to be tracking.
By the time you get your results, your quarantine's over. So no big deal. It was real effective.
I had on here for next month that we're going to be looking at working with a lab. So we're going to be doing our own testing. We are going to get what you think of as at-home test kits, and we're going to be using those at school to be able to administer them. It's Elle and I have been working on this since we're back. And we learned that through the California Department of Public Health, we could work with their state lab in Valencia to actually purchase those kits. They'll bill our teachers' insurance, our staff insurance directly instead of charging us. And we'll have to pay for anybody that doesn't have health insurance coverage. But this way we can more readily test it, get it overnighted, those test kits get overnighted down to Valencia, and then we're supposed to have results within 48 hours from them. So that's a much better situation. So if we have an outbreak and have to do this weekly, you know, the governor is talking about wanting more testing for students and staff at schools as part of his reopening, you know, safely plan. So hopefully, and we're not there yet, I'm hopeful that we can offer it to students also if a family wants to get their kiddos tested when we do one of these rounds of testing, you know, that they can jump in there and participate also. But we're still filling out all the paperwork and documentation and just even learning what it all looks like. But yeah, that's some of the changes that have taken place, fast and furious.
Sherry, how's Thompson Peak looking?
How is it looking? They haven't had an outbreak.
Outstanding.
Yeah, their test results came back as negatives.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That December round.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
So they've had a recent positive. Cal OSHA doesn't make us do anything other than notify the other employees and do some our own investigation, right? So they're the rules are deep, right? And we have to do an investigation and make sure we have no hazard or practice that would lead to, you know, staff getting it at our campuses. And we pretty much determined that was not the case, that it was outside of us, so.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah. Yay. Sorry, Christian, I know that was long-winded, but I just wanted to share that detail. And you are on mute in case you weren't realizing.
Thank you, ma'am. And I guess we'll let you be long-winded. You are the director. So we are on to our action items. First item A is discussion and possible action regarding the appointment to the governing board effective at the conclusion of this meeting. Wilma, John, oh, go ahead.
No, I want to add that when anyone makes a motion, that we should include in there that it's for a member at large position that expires 12/31/22. That was the position last month you identified as how we would handle that. That was freed up from the authorizer spot.
Okay. Wilma, John?
I'll make the motion that we appoint the member at large position that expires, when was it?
12/31/22. And you're motioning that it's Sean Giese?
Yes, Sean Giese.
I'll second it.
Thank you, John. We will vote by roll. Christian? Aye. John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
All in favor.
Well, wonderful.
Thank you, everybody.
Welcome, Sean.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
Thank you. After today, or at least at the beginning of next week, I'll start getting you some more information. We do loan out a laptop to each board member so that you can get your, board info.
Okay. Maybe you guys can hear me on a computer screen a lot better.
That's right. That's right. That'll work. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for being willing to serve.
Good to have another dude on board.
There you go.
I'm not overwhelmed.
You're never overwhelmed, John.
Oh, goodness. All righty. So are we on to item B, Ms. Sherry?
Yep.
Okay. Discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the revised tobacco-free school policies 4002. I will make a motion to approve the revised tobacco-free school policy 4002. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Wilma. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Done.
I just want to give a sort of shout out to Lala there. This is one that we've really needed to put effort in. And you have to coordinate with the county office to get signage and literature. And it's like this whole big hoopla. And she's been pushing that cart uphill for us. So, yay. Thank you, Lala.
I had no idea.
So the next time Sherry asks you to do something like this, you'll know to think about it a little bit longer.
I was the one who picked it.
Oh, well, never mind.
I had no
It'll be easy.
All right, we are going on to item C, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the revised freshman math placement policy 3006. Do we have a motion?
I make the motion to approve the revised freshman math placement policy 3006.
I will second. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. Item D, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the audit engagement for 2021 through 2023, 2024.
Okay, so I need to address all of you. In your packet, you had the actual audit engagement letters. Wilma and Christian served as our committee and looked at it more closely. And then I got an email from Matthew 2 days ago that said, when he did it, right, there was one letter saying for this school year that he's going to audit at the end of the school year, that it would be $24,000. And he said that's because there would be a federal audit part included because we got the PPP money. And he subsequently learned that, in fact, it will not trigger a federal audit, that it'll be just the regular state audit. And so he wants to revise this and say that instead of 24,000, it's going to be 19,000, which is what he gave you numbers for the other years. So that was kind of cool. Yay. Yes. So it's actually that we're looking at, instead of it being 24,000 for the first year and then 19,000 for the three other years, it would be 4 years at 19,000 per year. Okay.
Awesome. I will make a motion to approve retaining Matthew Lemus for our audits for the years 2021 through 2023-24. Do I have a second?
Second it.
Thank you, John. All in favor by roll. Christian? Aye. John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you. Item E, discussion and possible action regarding the approval for the updated health and safety policy.
Whoa. Easy. Is there some Alabama going on there? What?
Whoa. Okay, I swear I'm not drinking on the other side. Let me start that over. Discussion and possible action regarding the approval for the updated health and safety policy 5010. Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve for the updated health and safety policy 5010.
Thanks, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll second it.
Thank you, John. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you. On to item F, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the renovation project for 217 East Sierra Street property in Portola. We had the two bids. Did anybody have any questions about them? Thoughts? I got privileged. I got to walk the building, so I'm good.
Now, I've got a question here. Is one of the board members that was applying for a position part of one of the bids? Related to one of the bids?
Yes. And that's why she dropped out.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okie doke.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the bid for the renovation project for 217 East Sierra Street property.
And which bid do you want to accept?
It's the bid. I was just trying to find it in my hang on. It's the Kreff Builders Incorporated.
Okay.
Can I clarify further? In my recommendation, I talked about the difference. They bid on two things, right? They bid on improving the building, which I was thrilled to see was around that 30,000 mark, which is what we had estimated previously to bring it up to code and be able to use it. They also gave us a price for removing that other house, the second house that is just completely gutted and has had all kinds of problems. I really think we should be doing that part of the project as well, but I kind of wanted to just give it a little more thought and determine what use we might have for that building or non-use. So in the recommendation, I was talking about maybe just doing the first part of the bid of the 30 something thousand that brings it up to code and usefulness at the actual gas building.
Sherry, my concern about holding off on that second building is that building is a liability to us as it stands. Once it's, you know, torn down and the utilities and everything are capped off, the liability is a lot less there. And we're going to do it anyways. There's so much money that's going to be needed to bring that building up. It's not worth it. you know, we're better off starting from the ground up if we're going to put another building there. So I really feel like we need to demo and get the other building up to snuff all at the same time.
And then in the future, we can talk about what we might want to do with that part of the lot. Exactly. I want you to know the staff in Portola really wants to be able to do a little ag patch there and grow things and use it for that. But to be determined.
Yeah, okay. I agree with Christian. I think it's better to tear it down now. It's just going to cost more if we wait.
Okay, so then your motion is all it needs to be to accept the bid from Kreft Builders.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, and I will second the approval for the quote from Kreft Building to for the renovation and the demolition at 217 East Sierra Street in Portola. And we'll take a vote by roll. Christian, aye. John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you very much. We are moving forward. Okay, on to item G, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the updated uniform complaint policy 7007.
I'd like to make the motion regarding the approval of updated uniform complaint policy 7007.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and second that. And then we'll do, we'll vote by roll. Christian, aye. John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you very much. On to item H, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the renovation and construction plan for the Doyle School property.
And so I am hoping that this could die from a lack of emotion. I was supposed to have all this detail 2 weeks ago before winter break was over so that it could be sent out to our entire community to be able to comment on. And then you be able to look at what the plan was with those comments. And I feel like that's still not in place. And I don't want to rush this process. I'd rather bring it back to you next month. I've asked our construction project manager to give us a list of pricing for the things we're talking about adding and renovating, so that people have the opportunity to say, that's not a priority. I'd rather see that get done.
Now, so
are you looking to table it then, Sherry?
You could make a motion to table it, or you could just not make a motion and let it die for now, and we'll bring it back next month.
Sherry, I have a quick question, because I don't remember much, but in part of the renovation of Doyle, we were looking at some of those security issues that could now be, if we get that grant that Valerie was talking about, could be taken through the grant, and then that gives us more money for other things.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Part of why I want it all broken apart of what's what, we needed to replace, you know, we have a rusting unit in some of the outer buildings that really need repair. And we were planning to replace them. If we can get the money from that other energy grant, we'll use it that way. And then maybe that's more carpeting that gets replaced. I mean, those are the kind of things that we need to just look at. Okay. And get staff and families to comment of what's important to them.
Okay. And I actually confused things. So Valerie was looking at the energy grant, but then our authorizer for Sage said we've got money for security. Now, weren't there also security measures we were looking at?
Sorry. Yes. All those things are in play now. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, if we get those dollars, grant dollars, exactly, there's more money to spend. So I kind of want, what I asked our project manager to do was a list of all the things he thought we asked for, and then let people add anything else. And then we have a prioritized list of what's going to be done with that money. Right.
Great. Okay. Anybody got anything else?
I think this is the DOA.
Dead on arrival. Let's go on to the next one.
Thank you.
So item I, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of school accountability report cards for Long Valley School and Thompson Peak Charter.
Yep, we do these every year. They're due by February 1. You'll notice there's a lot of NAs and blanks because we didn't have testing last year. Really, you know, adversely affected what's contained in that report.
Okay. I'll make the motion to go ahead and accept the school accountability report cards for Long Valley School and Thompson Peak Charter.
I'll slap a second on it. Sorry, yeah. Christian.
That's okay. All right. We'll vote by roll. Christian, aye. John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we are on to item J, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of added injury and illness prevention program policy 1012.
That should have said updated, not added. I'm not sure why I have that word there.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion for the added or for the updated illness prevention program policy 1012.
I'll second that. And we'll vote by roll again. Christian, aye. John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you very much. So
who was the second? Sorry, I wasn't.
We were both kind of there, so you can pick one. Both Wilma and I, we tied.
Okay, I heard Christian's voice first, so I'm going to indicate Christian. Okay.
So future items, we have the oath of office for our new appointee, Sean. We have our comprehensive school safety plan. We have the lab testing arrangements. Mm-hmm. We will hopefully be looking at the renovation and construction plan for our Doyle property.
Yep.
Did I miss anything?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, we have more information on that grant that you heard about from Fort Sage.
I really believe so. And we can add that in here, that the security grant update, being the person's coming out on Thursday, hopefully we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you for that, Wilma.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So unless anybody's got anything else, I'm going to call us adjourned.
Hey, Sherry.
Oh.
Are we going to get Larry a gold watch? At least a card or something.
Thank you, John. We should do something. He's been a part of this board since time began, hasn't he?
Yeah. Since dinosaur age.
I will take care of that.
Okay. Thanks, Sherry.
Okay.
So we will adjourn at 1858.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. See y'all later.
Does Sean know when the next meeting is?
I will make sure he does.
Okay.
I'm going to give him a little bit of acquaintance with the